The past couple of days, I've been swimming with a good-sized bout of vertigo. If you've ever experienced it, you know just how it feels, like you're at sea when you're actually standing on solid ground. Local composer and performer Ben Cosgrove recently was at sea, and the music he wrote tries to reconcile that sensation of being constantly in motion, even when you're standing still. Last fall, Cosgrove was, in fact, the artist at sea aboard the research vessel Falkor. It traveled from Vietnam to Australia. He's based in New England. He travels the country performing his compositions about landscape. And his tour will soon bring him to the Brandon Music Center later this month. Well, Ben joins us now by phone from Massachusetts. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
So I mentioned you were an artist at sea. Please tell us what that is.
That's actually a pretty good description of me at any point, but I drive around the country all the time writing music about landscape. And then I was offered this opportunity to go to sea on this research vessel, Falkor, like you mentioned. And it was a weird experience for me because I hadn't really thought about this, but there's no land out there. My music generally focuses on was sort of taken away from me after the seasickness wore off. I spent a lot of the time thinking a lot about kind of how weird it felt to be out of sight of land and unsure of what your relationship to the ground was. Even before I went out on this trip, I'd been writing music that was a lot about kind of upheaval and trying to make sense of a world where nothing is stable and everything is moving. And I found that being on the water for this extended period of time was it gave me a really meaningful way of engaging with that.
Yeah, let's listen into a little bit of that composition you wrote while you were at sea. It's called Over Under. So what we're hearing now is you playing your composition Over Under on keyboard, but I understand you couldn't actually take your keyboard with you aboard the ship because, you know, hard to put that in the carry-on luggage and the plane that got you there. But aside from that, what was the catalyst behind this particular piece of music?
I became really interested in how our relationship to the ground was changing all the time. There's a library on the ship, and I was looking at all these seafloor maps and was kind of blown away by the idea that, you know, we're passing over these canyons and seamounts and all of these land features. It was weird kind of in the first few days acclimating to a world in which nothing was ever staying still. And yet, the prevailing sense that you got was of this kind of profound, well, stillness is the only word for it. I mean, you look out at this horizon, it's just an unbroken, hard horizontal line. I wrote a piece that used two different data streams that the ship was collecting constantly. It measured its speed through water using sensors that were on the hull, and it measured its speed over ground using GPS. My mind was blown by the idea that these speeds were never actually the same. I took a lot of points from that set and then charted those two speeds against each other, and then they kind of made this chart where sometimes those speeds would be roughly in union with each other, and then at other points, you know, you'd be really cranking through the water, but you wouldn't be moving that fast over ground because the current was working against you or whatever. And I thought that that kind of discrepancy spoke volumes about how we existed in the world at that moment. The idea is that when you listen to this thing, when those speeds are together, it feels very kind of solid and stable, and then as they pull apart from each other, you feel this kind of tension. It's been interesting, and it's given me a good set of tools to grapple with what it feels like to kind of rely on change and movement as the only constant things. I'm a really restless person, and I was convinced that I would just lose my mind after about 3 days on this thing. But that wasn't the case at all. I very quickly got used to the rhythm of how things worked on the ship. Like, we were always someplace different. It never really did feel like I was trapped. You're kind of finding your ballast in these big changing things like the weather and the paths you're taking and the things you're going by.
Does that time still inform some of the newer pieces that you're writing?
I wrote a bunch of piano music over the last year, some of it inspired by the time on the ship. I've been really interested in landscapes that are kind of in liminal spaces, like at the edges of things. So earthquake zones and estuaries and like ice roads and places that where you can't reliably depend on where the ground will be at any given time, and where you have to kind of find your sense of stability elsewhere. When everything kind of seems like it's falling apart, figuring out, you know, in the middle of the avalanche, figuring out where up and down are.
Helpful in writing great new music and life in general. Ben, thanks so much for telling us more about your time on board the ship and about your new compositions. It was great to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's composer and performer Ben Cosgrove. Find out more about his experience as artist at sea with the Schmidt Ocean Institute and see the video and hear the song Over Under, which he talked about here. You can find that at vpr.net.